Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Gems of Gratitude Meditation Series, Week 4 of January. Today's topic is passion. So if you can do so safely, close your eyes and settle into this time of meditation. Sit comfortably in a chair with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands folded together on your lap. Take a breath in and breathing in. And releasing any tension that is stored within the body. Feeling your shoulders drop, slipping further away from your ears. Feeling the tension melt away like a wave from head to toe. Relaxing your neck and shoulders. Relaxing the arms and hands. Relaxing the torso. The internal organs. Feeling the wave of relaxation through the lower back and hips. And continuing down your legs, beyond the knees, through the feet, and into the floor. Relaxing into this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul. Feeling relaxed and at peace. Allow that relaxation to penetrate through your skull and relax the mind, the brain. Allowing any thoughts that come to mind to simply float by, to drift off like a passing cloud. Knowing that you can return to those thoughts after this time of meditation. So now let's bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. Perhaps this brings a smile to your face. And bring this object of gratitude down into your heart center. Energetically feel the emotion of gratitude within your heart center. Allow that feeling to grow and expand. Feeling your chest. Feeling love and gratitude. Allowing that to expand with every beat of your heart. Coursing. A beautiful feeling throughout your entire body. Feel your fingers and toes radiate and tingle that loving energy. Allow and feel that beautiful energy to expand, radiating out, filling the room in which you are sitting. Feeling your home in which you live, radiating out, filling your city and town, knowing that you are a powerful gratitude radiator, that you radiate gratitude out to feel your state and country. See, feel, and know as gratitude radiates out, encompassing our globe, the world in which we live, blessing all those that it comes in contact with. Yes, focused on our gratitude, the loving presence within our lives. Passion. What are you passionate about? What drives you? What gets you out of bed in the morning, eager to approach the day, to accomplish, to achieve? Perhaps it's your employment, but maybe not. Passion can come in any area of our life. You can be passionate about your significant other. You can be passionate about your kids, your parents. You can be passionate about a hobby, gardening, flower arranging, sewing, painting. You can be passionate about music. You can be passionate about sports. Passion provides richness to our lives, a driving desire to achieve, to experience, to explore that subject, that topic. That drives you. Passion stirs us deep inside, a motivating force to achieve, to excel, to strive to be the best. So as we explore passion, turn within unto your heart center. Connect with that inner presence and ask, what am I passionate about? As we move through a moment of silence. Yes, passion is a motivating force that drives us to achieve. Passion are those things that make us happy, that make us feel beautiful, rich and alive. So ask yourself, what makes me happy? Where do I feel the most joy? Where do I feel the most passion, energy, richness in my life? Write it down. Connect to your passion. Write down the reason why you're passionate about it. By focusing on your passion, you begin to harness and utilize that motivating force, that force that drives you. As you write it down, write down in detail why, what, when, who. Understand that driving force, that passion within you. As you understand those areas, those qualities, those attributes of why, you can look for them in other areas of your life. You see, passion is an expansive emotion, an expansive energy that can penetrate boredom, lethargy, fatigue, and inspire you to keep going, to strive harder, to achieve. Allow passion to enrich your life in all areas. You may be passionate about sports. Allow that passion to generate and penetrate into your employment, into your family life, into your relationships. You may be passionate about your God, your religion. Allow that passion penetrate through your hobbies, through your waking moments, through all areas of your life. Passion is a powerful, powerful tool. Focusing on your passion and allowing it to enrich your life will create miraculous and wonderful events, circumstances. So let us contemplate the whys of our passion through a moment of silence. Yes. Passion. Passion is what makes our heart sing. Our spirit soar. A heart singing like the choir in a large church, raising and uplifting our energy. When we find ourselves sad or fatigued, bring to mind your passion and allow it to uplift you, to motivate you and push you to keep moving forward. We are grateful for the passion in our lives as we continue to seek out new passions. We know and accept that they are within us, that they enrich us, and through them we achieve great things. So we are ever so grateful, dear God, for your loving presence that provides those passions in our lives. We know that we, as we are open and acceptive, those passions flow through us and to us with ease and grace. We know that your presence guides us, uplifts us to achieve. Your presence is our guiding force, as we are your hands and feet, working through your plan for our greatest and highest good. For these blessings, we say thank you, God, and amen. So as we continue throughout our day, we allow passion to light our way. Passion growing and expanding within us, enriching and blessing. So for our affirmation, my passion guides and enriches my life. My passion guides and enriches my life. My passion guides and enriches my life. Through my passion, I achieve great things. Through my passion, I achieve great things. Through my passion, I achieve great things. Allow those affirmations to inspire you today and the coming days to reach for that lofty goal. Set your sights high, knowing that through your passion and spirit, you can achieve them. Let us allow these feelings of passion, this rich energy, to be with us at all times, and to share this with others. For as we pass it on, We are that light in the world. We can ignite passion within others for their greatest good. Passion can become addictive, like a smile, as you spread it. You give and receive at the same time. And what a beautiful thing to inspire others to reach for their best and highest good, like a coach or a leader directing and guiding, uplifting and inspiring. So reach out today with your passion for yourself, for others, for the greatest good of all. Strive to be the best you can be. Passionate, motivated, growing, achieving, winning, successful, driven, powerful. Yes. So let's bring all those qualities, all that passionate energy, all that gratitude for our passion. Let's bring that back with us as we begin to end this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with our soul. Knowing that we can always tap into that energy of passion at any time of the day, simply by turning within unto our heart center. So now let us gently come back to a more outward orientation, refreshed and energized, to approach our day. Beginning to feel your fingers and toes, wiggling them slowly. Feeling more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, passionate about this day. Allowing your energy to become more vibrant. With a big breath in and yes, powerful energy flowing and expanding. So when you're ready, gently open your eyes with gratitude on your heart and love and a smile on your face. I'm grateful to share this Gratitude Gems meditation with you today. I see that it is enriching your spirit, your soul, and your life. I invite you to stay connected by visiting our website, believeingratitude.net, where you can find on our events page our upcoming meditations and our upcoming big groups. Thursday nights, 7 p.m. on the comforts of your own home, on the internet, in our gratitude classroom. Join us. Find us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe, where we have motivational posts. Find us on our sister site, theachievementprocess.com, to learn how to achieve your heart's desires with our The Achievement Process online course. For the Grateful Universe, we are about providing creative ways to have a grateful day. For as we are centered in gratitude, as we are the gratitude radiator, as we radiate out gratitude into all areas of our lives, we attract back to us, by the law of attraction, more things in which to be grateful for, creating a powerful, never-ending loop, a vicious circle of gratitude, and more things to be grateful for. Gratitude, and more things to be grateful for. What a blessed life we lead. So thank you for joining us for our Gems of Gratitude meditation series. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thank you, and have a grateful day.